Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Randy Braun. She's an expert in empowering women who have demanding jobs and bold goals. In her new book, Something Major, The New Playbook for Women at Work, Randy explains how women are natural leaders, but they've been taught to play the game by an outdated set of rules. So Randy has written them a new playbook. Welcome to the show, Randy.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us. So what was the old playbook then? Why do we need a new one?
You know, Hannah, I was talking to a woman a few months before I wrote this book, and she said, you know, I'm just not in the mood. I can't even remember the last time I was. And she was talking about work. She had a case of low work libido, which I think so many women can relate to. And so many of us, Hannah, have been taught to play by these rules, to check all the boxes and do the right things. And after years and years of doing everything right, there aren't enough of us in leadership, and we're still leaving the workforce in droves because we're burnt out and unhappy. So my new book is all about helping women redefine the rules of their own game so that they can show up to work every day, thrive, win, and feel authentically like themselves.
Yeah, it's important to be able to enjoy your job, isn't it? I mean, there are obviously, I guess, a lot of people who don't. I'm very lucky that I do. But if it's something that you're doing every day for years, decades on end, it would be really good if you can enjoy it.
Absolutely. And so when we talk about those old rules versus new rules, I think a lot of us were taught, you know, put your head down, do good work, and you will be rewarded. And that just isn't true for enough of us. We spend so much time prioritizing other people's goals that we forget to set our own. We spend so much time talking about team accomplishments when, even though that's well and good, we need to be able to talk about our brand and our contributions. And so I'm hoping that my new book will share tools with women to lead with more confidence and authenticity in the workplace.
Do you think women tend to have, in terms of getting into trouble at work or things not working for them well at work, relationships not going well at work, do you think in general women have more trouble with men at work or with other women?
You know, I think it really varies. I think in general, Hannah, there's an element of likability that's always in play for women in the workplace that I just don't see for our male colleagues. And so I think that women can sometimes find incredible allies in men. I know that my career is what it is because of men who I worked for earlier in my career who saw my potential. I also know it's what it is because I found incredible peer mentors in other women. On the flip side, one of the things I write about in my book is that women don't just have the ability to empower other women, but Hannah, I talk about this idea of toxic femininity. And maybe you've heard of it as mean girls culture or queen bee syndrome, where sometimes women are out to get other women in the workplace. And we need to stop trying to win those women over. We need to work to find allies, sponsors, peers who have our best interests in at heart. And we know that women thrive when we collaborate with each other instead of competing with each other.
Yeah, there's a whole kind of movement, isn't there, in business and online, women supporting other women, and how it should be such an obvious alliance, you know, that women should support and encourage each other. But sadly, it doesn't always happen that way, does it?
Yeah, and one of the stories I tell in my book is, you know, I'm here in the States based in Washington, D.C. And one of the stories I tell in my book about owning your message is a story that came out of the Obama administration. President Obama had more women in some of his senior cabinet meetings than any president before him. But some of the senior staffers got together and they said, you know what? I still feel like men are talking over me or taking my ideas. And so the women created this strategy called amplification, where they would band together. And when one of them, you know, in that meeting with the president would throw out an idea, another woman at the table would amplify and say, hey, Hannah, you make a great point. I loved Hannah's idea to XYZ. And the Washington Post at the time, my local hometown paper here across the pond, wrote a big piece about this in the early days of the Obama administration. And I see women practice this. You don't have to be in the White House or in any kind of government building to do this. you know, finding those allies, learning how to own your message and have other people help you amplify it, whether it's owning your message or going after your goals. I think as women, we forget that our dreams are often a team sport.
One of the things you have in the book is an I forbid it list, things that women are forbidden to say at work. What kind of things are we talking about?
Yeah, I want women to stop hedging when they share their ideas. So, you know, some of the things that I have on here are, I forbid you, Hannah, to say sorry when you're not actually sorry. In my experience, women say sorry when what they really meant to say was hello or excuse me or thanks for your patience or nothing at all. I also want women to feel more aware of their crutch words. And I forbid you to say things like just or actually or I wanted to instead of just getting out with your idea. And then finally, I find that we use questions when we feel uncomfortable making statements. And so I forbid women from saying things like, hey, have we thought about this idea, when we're trying to pitch an idea? All we do is we create an opportunity for someone else at the table to take credit for our brilliance. And we need to stand in brilliance.
Having more confidence is a big thing, isn't it?
I mean, I think it's everything, but I don't believe that women have been taught tools to really harness their inner confidence. You know, we talk about this idea of imposter syndrome, which I personally hate using because, as other scholars have pointed out, you know, when we use imposter syndrome to talk about women's confidence or lack thereof, it puts it on us as though we're sick. It almost brings up that kind of hysteria history, if you will, when really women go to work every single day in a workplace that was not designed for our success. Now, we've carved incredible paths and we have trailblazing women who came before us, but there still aren't enough of us in leadership. And so the fact that we feel uncomfortable sometimes in a system that wasn't created for us, that's not on us. It's on our workplaces and our culture to change. But we also need to allow women to feel more confident and give them the tools to do that, because the World Economic Forum, Hannah, says that the gender pay gap isn't going to close for at least another 135 years. And I'm sure me, you, your listeners, we all have dreams that can't wait that long. That's why I talk in this book about tools for how we actually finally ditch perfectionism and external validation and learn to quiet that inner critic inside of us, instead of making the issue imposter syndrome.
Yeah, no, I don't like that expression either. I think it has really negative connotations, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
One of the people you talk about in the book in terms of successful women is the founder of Spanx and how she followed her intuition rather than going to war. Can you tell us a bit about her?
Absolutely. So for those of you for those listeners who aren't familiar, Sarah Blakely founded Spanx. It was just a bad day after 7 years of selling fax machines on the side of the road. And along the way, Sarah Blakely, who had no experience in retail, who had no experience in advertising and would go on to become one of Forbes's, you know, only women self-made billionaires. She talked about that the secret weapon to her leadership wasn't taking everybody else's conventional business wisdom of going to war. It was about learning to trust her intuition as a leader. She said, you know, the classic paradigm was to just simply look at the dots of data. And what she really tried to do as a leader was to be intuitive and curious about the dots that connect those data points together. And I think that's a huge paradigm shift, especially for women. Oftentimes, I observe that we're so afraid of getting it wrong. It's actually a psychological phenomenon called loss aversion, that we start to make decisions based on minimizing failure instead of maximizing success. And those are different things. And that's why I'm such a fan of Sarah Blakely's intuitive leadership style. I think we could all learn something from getting curious and intuitive about the dots and the data instead of, quote unquote, going to war, which she says is the worst piece of business advice anybody ever gave her. And hey, she just had a tremendous exit of her company, so we should all celebrate her success.
Yes, definitely. And I just wanted to ask you about the front cover on the new playbook for women at work, because it's got lots of noughts and crosses and things and arrows. What does that all mean, that picture?
Yeah, that's a classic play from American football. So that's a play.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a play play on the idea of a playbook. And it's it, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, it is a play of an American football play, but it's in chalk. And that's very intentional. This book is really meant not for your listeners or my readers to just take my advice as a prescription, but it's really meant to be more of a buffet for everyone who comes to this book with their own goals, dreams, lived experience, to find something in here so that they can take out that chalk on that chalkboard and draw their own plays, run them, see how they go. And when they try something new, they can create a new play. So I hope that this will be iterative. And hey, Hannah, I'm happy to teach you about American football today. My dad, who's a huge football fan, will be so proud of me.
Ah, that's brilliant. So what does it mean then? Go on, tell me quickly. What do the, is, are they the positions of the players, presumably?
Yeah, so the purple circles that you're seeing on the cover is the offensive line. The green X's are the defensive line, and the arrows are how to run the play from the offense through the defense to the end zone and score.
Well done. Your dad will be very proud. That was perfect.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't say, go Giants.
Brilliant. Well, it's been great to chat with you. I've certainly learned a lot today. Randy Braun, thank you so much for joining us. And if listeners want to get a copy of the book, it's called Something Major, The New Playbook for Women at Work. And it's available on our website, tre.radio. Randy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Hannah.
Talk Radio Europe.